forest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we take a look at the Gaelic Woodland Project. The charity is planning to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the Great Famine in 2045 by creating a new native woodland. They're also working to remove cherry laurels from our forests, as they believe it's having a negative impact on our woodlands. Owen Connaughton has been speaking with Aisin O'Rourke.
It's run by volunteers. It's an experiment for people to come together who want to do something for the environment, and there's strength in numbers. And when we all try together, we can achieve a lot. So we go into forests and we remove invasive species, we turn it into firewood, and we're fundraising to buy land to create forests. And we're having good crack while we do it, with the music and the food and community. So we do it all non-mechanized. Everything is done by hand, and these shrubs can become these monstrous thickets. So it's what we call it high impact forest bathing. It's a very dynamic, very physical day out, and it's so different. We've got people who work in big tech, people that work in pharmaceuticals, people that are studying, or they may very rarely get into the forest. You know, they got family commitments mm-hmm. and all these different things. But the last Sunday of the month, we all go into the woods together and we just get into it. We arm ourselves up with gloves, silky saws, two-person power chainsaws, and we just start taking chunks out of these infestations, which are killing the forests, by the way, and it's a pervasive issue. So it really is a call to action. So we've had Seamus Oge. He was the youngest. He was only 7 years old. And then we had Anil, who's 60, who's from Malaysia. We have a broad scope of all these different people that share the same passion to just do something. And as I say, when many people try together, you'd be amazed. I've been amazed at the work that can be done. We've removed infestations on the banks of the Deal in Meath from mm-hmm. the Cline Manor and in the Hamwood Gardens outside Dunboyne. And people keep coming back because it's such a unique, refreshing, empowering experience.
Now, you mentioned, before we get into the nitty-gritty, you mentioned forest bathing, and it's a term that not everybody will be familiar with. My understanding of it is it's spending time in forests, and even for some, they'll take the shoes off and let their toes touch the ground and really feel a connection with nature, but just to feel more grounded and more present in enjoying what are really beautiful areas, or at least should be beautiful areas.
That's it, exactly. Forest bathing is, I believe it's a Japanese practice. Mm-hmm. Shinrin-yoku, I believe it's called. And there's a whole teaching.
I won't judge you on your Japanese pronunciation because I'll probably be just as bad. But yeah, I think you're right, a Japanese originally. But it's an interesting practice and one that is becoming more well known here in Ireland. But you're doing this, though, like you're not going out for the crack and pulling up these, you know, hedgerows and invasive species trees. There is a scientific reason behind this. So what started this? What's the problem you're trying to deal with?
Okay, well, just in a nutshell, there are many invasive species across the island. There's Japanese knotweed. There's rhododendron, Himalayan balsam, and they're also different. There's no homogenized response.
Mm.
But cherry laurel is unique in that, one, it's kind of been ignored.
Yeah.
It's not actually listed as an invasive species in the Habitats Directive, but it is considered an invasive species by government departments. So it's in this grey area where people can actually go to garden centres and buy this shrub, and they can put it in their garden, and without any warning, they've put their local forest at risk. Because what will happen is a bird will come in to your garden, they'll eat a berry from your cherry laurel shrub, which you've planted, it's great hedging, and then it'll fly into the forest, and the bird will drop the seed, and it just takes off. Mm-hmm. This thing is from Turkey, so once it's in rich Irish soil, it's juiced up. It starts to grow, it's poisonous, so none of the deer or anything will graze upon it. It's evergreen, so eventually it just keeps on spreading, and it'll just cover the entire forest floor.
And you're calling it cherry laurel. I think most of us would like us uneducated on trees folk would just say laurel hedges. Like these are hedgerows that we see everywhere. They're very popular if someone has built a new house because it will give you privacy very quickly. They pop up. They've got those long, really thick, waxy green leaves. The green is very bright and vibrant. It's not quite neon, but it is. It's striking. You'll see it even on a dull day from the distance. And many of us would not realise that it's not really the best thing to be planting, that we're doing damage by planting it.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So we're trying to bring awareness to it. So the first thing we'll do, we'll go out into these forests. It's a pervasive infestation. It's all over the island. So there's not enough resources to tackle the problem. And I've been looking at reports for 16 years. These shrubs have been causing trouble and they just keep spreading. Mm. And what they're doing is they're eradicating the ecology in the forest. And there's no new trees growing. So when the old trees fall, the forest as an ecosystem will fall with those old trees because there's no succession. It's a very serious problem, but it's not really getting conversation because it's so slow. It's so slow and it seems innocuous because people think these are just normal shrubs. So we go out there, we show people, look, this is the cherry laurel. We have to respect this plant. Its tenacity to live is an inspiration. I've never seen a plant like it before, but it's in the wrong place and we have to get rid of it. So we introduce the plant to everybody, we arm ourselves and we go in and we turn it into firewood. So we took 20 tons of firewood from an acre infestation in Meath.
You can find out more on iristoprotect.ie and there's a fact sheet with more information about cherry laurels on midlands103.com. Also, you can find out about your impact on the planet by logging on to thefootprintcalculator.org.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.